It's 8 a.m. Eastern, June the 18th, and this is your daily crypto report. Bitcoin is down slightly at $19,161. Ethereum is up slightly at $1,000. And Binance Coin is down 0.5% at $202.
What works so well that it's basically magic? Bitcoin mining, USDT in the top three. What about selling with Shopify? Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From launching your online shop to, did we just hit 1 million orders? Shopify is there to help you grow. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person point-of-sale system. Wherever and whatever you're selling, turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout, up to 36% better compared to other leading commerce platforms. Sell more with less effort thanks to their new AI solution, Shopify Magic. My favorite thing about Shopify is no matter how much you want to grow, they have the solutions you need to take control and level up your business. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the US and millions of other entrepreneurs across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning help is there to support you every step of the way. Businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/DCR, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/DCR to grow your business, no matter what stage you're at. Shopify.com/DCR.
We at DCR want to let you know about a new podcast that just launched from our friends at A16Z called Web3 with A16Z. This new show will dive deeper on Web3 than we go here at DCR, providing detailed data, research, and more, with interviews from experts at the forefront of Web3. The show is hosted by Sonal Choksi, longtime host of the A16Z podcast. She's working with Chris Dixon, who launched the A16Z podcast and is now working across all things crypto and Web3. This new show is about building the next generation of the internet for users, creators, and entrepreneurs, moving beyond reading and writing to owning. Listen to Web3 with A16Z on Apple, Spotify, or wherever else you podcast. Well, Meta is partnering with Balenciaga, Prada, and Tom Brown on a digital fashion marketplace, according to Meta CEO Mark Zuckerberg. It's called the Avatars Store. The feature is coming to Instagram, Facebook, and Messenger in the coming months. On Instagram, users already have the option of creating virtual avatars. Eva Chin, Instagram's director of fashion partnerships, said fashion is ultimately a form of art and self-expression. I can't wait to see what comes from this. The items for sale in the Avatar Store will range from $2.99 to $9 to start. Decentraland DAO voted to give Decentraland Games $1 million grant and mana to be doled out to stakers in the liquidity pool. The grant is more than four times larger than the normal maximum community grant of $240,000. It's worth noting that Decentraland Games accounted for about a third of the voting power in favor of the grant. The grant was proposed last month. Decentraland Games is a huge part of Decentraland, with their game Ice Poker accounting for more than 60% of Decentraland's weekly active users, and has more than 8,000 daily active players across 12 live Decentraland venues. More than 11 million ballots were cast in the vote, but without the DG voting power, the proposal would have failed. Well, FTX is acquiring the Canadian crypto exchange Bitvo. The deal should close in the third quarter of this year, pending the regulatory go-ahead. FTX released a statement saying, "We are delighted to enter the Canadian marketplace and continue to expand FTX's global reach." And finally, the NFT platform Immutable has launched a $500 million venture fund for Web3 games. The scaling platform's new venture fund will also build on the Immutable X protocol through token grants and investments. This follows the March Series C, where the firm raised $200 million. Well, that's all for us today. Visit us at dailycryptoreport.io for sources and links, and listen to us everywhere else you podcast under Daily Crypto Report.